Time for a little discussion and adoption of resolution establishing the salaries for the elected officials for the upcoming term. Now, I'm going to turn the time over to Mary. Fill us in on the process and everything.
Okay, so Mr. Chairman, statute 183107 is the statute that we're talking about today, which requires the commissioners to set the salaries for the elected officials for the upcoming term. That resolution needs to be adopted before the 1st of June or by the 1st of June. That's why you're here today to do that. And it goes through some language. It says that, you know, this started back in 77, 78. So this is kind of old procedure, old law. To update you a little bit over what has happened since 14, when the resolution was set at that point in time, the five elected officials being the county assessor, the clerk, the district court clerk, the sheriff, and the county treasurer were started out in 2015, which is the year that they took office. They were elected in 14, took office in 15, started out at 82,687.50, and then at the finish of this term we'll be at 92,907.68, which is about 10% over that period of time. The first year we were froze at the same amount that we had received in 14. The next 2 years we got raises and we're froze this year.
So the baseline you said, Mary, was
82,687.
Okay.
So you did get a raise between the time it was adopted and the time.
Yeah. But we established that at that first meeting.
At the first meeting.
Yeah.
Right.
So at that first meeting, we said, okay, we're going to freeze you for the first year. We'll bump you the next 2 years. We'll freeze you for the fourth year.
Okay.
But so that has to be established now. You can't do that in between.
I was under the impression that once it was set, you couldn't give a raise anymore.
That's correct.
But you can do it if you establish it now.
You can establish it and say you're going to get a raise this year, not this year, not that year.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
So the resolution that you'll build today and adopt is set for the next 4 years. And you're obligated to fund it. I mean, because we'll go into budget here in 2 weeks, and you're obligated to fund it. There would be, could possibly, I mean, I've only heard one story in my history of a situation where they went back in a county and looked at a resolution, only because their funding source, the uranium mine shut down, and the money wasn't coming in. So they didn't have the money to pay the salaries for the help, let alone the elected officials. So it was, you know, so it's, you're obligated with whatever you decide today as far as for those elected officials. Those salaries traditionally and always have been the same for all of those elected officials. There isn't a variation. Then there's also a paragraph in the resolution that talks about the prosecuting and county attorney. And the reason why there has been a separate section for him is because the legislature sets the caps on our salaries. And the cap for the county attorney has always been different until 4 years ago than what the other elected officials was. So the cap for the county attorney was $100,000. Well, they raised the cap on the other elected officials to $100,000 also. So everybody's at $100,000. Our county attorney is at $100,000 in the resolution, where the other elected officials are not at $100,000. They aren't at the cap yet. So another paragraph of the resolution is the commissioner's salaries. Commissioner salaries have been 32.5 since 2011. So there have been no raises for commissioners for two terms, so that you know that. Another portion of the resolution that it also talks about is that the elected officials will be afforded the same benefits that the employees are. So it's possible that you could pass this resolution and say, we're going to pay you X, and that's it. We don't get health insurance. We don't get retirement. We don't get the other benefits that the other other employees get. Our resolution has always given all of the benefits that the other employees have as well.
Except for retirement for the commission.
Right. And the commission has always been given health insurance,
yep,
as opposed to retirement. Or both. Another piece of that is that elected officials don't have sick leave and vacation. We don't receive sick leave and vacation. The statute designates that we will be paid 12 equal payments during a year, and it's up to you whether you show up or not. However, and I haven't heard any of these stories in recent history, however, we did at one point in time have an elected official that lived in Hawaii, and he'd come back at once a month and get his paycheck, and then he'd go back to Hawaii. So we've had, there have been those situations.
Wait,
not in recent
I didn't know
history.
That was an option.
Yeah. It is.
Oh, well,
you,
you missed.
Yeah.
Excellent.
You missed. So,
all in favor.
Yeah.
Have to run again.
But the other part of that is that, you know, you got to stand in front of the public every 4 years as well. And
so it only works for 4 years.
Yeah, it only works for one term.
If you're a short timer, then, you know, you might want to think about that, because I don't know about the rest of these guys, but there's always a foot of paperwork on my desk after I've been gone. So, but that's, you know, another part of that. The other part of it is, too, is with the elected officials, we stand for election every 4 years. We have to pay money to get elected as well. So we have expense out of pocket to run for office and to maintain our position. So anyway, with that said, I wanted to give you just a little background on the resolution. The resolution, as I said, is for 4 years, and today's the day. So,
thanks.
There you go.
Any questions for Madam Clerk? Go ahead.
Just for clarification, in the preceding 4 years, your salary, your base has gone from, or your salary's gone from 82,687 to 92,808. You had 2 years of being frozen, and then you had those increases, which amounts to about 10% or average, and 2.5% a year. But there's also a cap. You can only go up so much. I mean, there's a cap of $100,000 on each position.
Yep. Okay. And our county attorney is the only one that's at that cap. So that's simple for the county attorney salary.
Yeah.
It's already there. So I'll entertain some discussion on elected official salaries.
It was very, I didn't understand it. I do now, but 3 days ago, I absolutely was so confused on how your replacement could be paid the same as you are now.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand that's where we are. There's nothing we can do about that. That's as when I came on as a county commissioner, I was paid the same as Joel, which didn't make sense. But I didn't turn it down either. So, but I do understand what how this works.
Yeah.
Now.
Okay.
Thank you for the explanation and the piece of paper that Tom came up with that we got to look at.
Okay. Further discussion here. I know where I'm at.
All
so
I can
anyway.
Add, Mr. Chairman, just looking at what elected officials are paid around the state, we're right in there, probably above average. But there are several, I think, four other counties that are at the top straight through.
Yep.
And so, you know, we're sitting probably right in there about where we should be.
Yep.
We have other elected officials here. I'm curious to
hear from them. I'm going to go ahead and open that up to them once, unless any of you guys want to say anything in the beginning before we go to the floor.
I'm like you. I know where I'm at.
Okay.
I'd like to say something, but I'd rather hear from the officials.
Hear from them
first.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, excellent. Anybody willing, able, anxious to talk.
I'll be the sacrificial lamb.
Go right ahead, Sheriff.
Yep. And
so I'm not here for myself. I feel very fortunate about on the salary that I'm provided. However, myself and other supervisors included, everybody below us is a percentage of what we make. If you go back as far as employees' salaries, you know, the last cost of living adjustment was in 2015, or 3%. They have not seen one since. Okay. Economic analysis for 2017, Sublette County's increased. This is eggs, milk, and gas. You know, we're 3 to 4%. We're still second behind Teton County as far as cost of living, and that will never change. Lincoln County's behind us, but they're 13% below that. If you go back for raises, the last raise that we saw was back in 2013, and I don't know if you can actually call that a raise. It was more of an adjustment. We had a bonus at the time that was taken away. People that were here 5 years or more actually would end up losing money by the second year because that that bonus was eventually went away. Going back further, 2009 I think was the last actual increase for our salaries for our employees. So that was 5%. Now I'm not here for me, and I can't speak on my behalf. I mean, I'd be happy with the minimum what the state pays per statute to do this job. I mean, I'm not in it for the money. However, I do want to take care of my employees. I want to make sure that we have longevity with them, and I don't want to lose them to other departments that are paying more or offer more. So that's where I stand. Okay. So again, I thank you. So I'll leave it to
so
the other officials.
Yeah, before you leave there, I just want to address a couple of things here. You mentioned that cost of living now is up 3 to 4%.
So we're about 3.5% for Sublette County.
Actually, 2.9%. Am I correct?
The average is 2%.
The average. So you're talking about the last quarter. That's the information that you got.
This is the economic analysis for the fourth quarter.
Yeah, for the fourth quarter. So if you average the whole year, we're at 2%.
Right.
Yeah. So cost of living is up 2% for a year.
For a year.
Yeah.
Correct.
And in defense of cost of living in the past years, it's gone up 0.5%, it's gone down 0.5%, it's gone up 1%, it's gone down 1%. And that's kind of why we have stayed at that, because really cost of living didn't change that much in those past 3 years. So just got to throw that out there.
Sure, right. Sure.
Yeah. We got to defend myself.
And I understand. I'm not and by no means am I.
I understand that.
Yeah. We are increasing. So
yeah, you know, and the cost to buy a banana now is and we've got fuel going up. Jeez, it took a jump.
We're over $3.
Yeah, 40 cents in the last month.
Yep, did really well there. So, anyway.
No, I didn't mean to offend you.
No, you didn't. You didn't at all. I just needed to throw out the information that I had and help you understand the decisions we made in the past.
Sure. No, and I totally understand those too. Okay. And the fact of the matter is, we do, like Joel said, we're compared to the 22 other counties in the state, we are paid very well.
Yeah.
So
well, the average for a year cost of living increase is 2% right now. So thanks.
Sure.
Appreciate that. Yeah. Anybody else
thanks, Casey.
Would wish to go ahead and help us out here?
I'm not shy.
No, you're not.
I would say I really appreciate the salaries that we're at now, and knowing that you're funding a position and not a person, that I would like to see the salary stay where it is for the next 4 years. Okay. Is really where my thoughts are, so that we can focus more on the staff. And in particular, my position is about the clerks in the courthouse. So.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else?
I agree.
Okay.
My concern is for staff as well.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah, it's great. We got elected officials that are concerned about their staff. It's awesome. Yeah. Anybody else? I'll get to you. Matt?
No, sir.
Chad, anything to say? Mary?
I'm going to have staff for a few more months.
Yeah.
And I'd like my staff to get a raise in,
sure,
in July.
Sure.
Yeah.
I understand.
And one of the things that I had talked a little bit about earlier is what does a 2% raise look like?
Did you find that information?
I did.
What's a 2% raise going to cost?
A 2% raise, roughly across the board, and this is a rough number, but it'll cost you $250,000.
Okay.
Is what it'll cost.
Vanguard would fund that.
Very good. All right. Yeah.
You get over half of it if you don't give the elected officials raises.
That's true. If we don't give any raises to the elected official, then we're halfway there. Go ahead, Commissioner.
I appreciate your comments. I reserve mine until you made yours. I appreciate your presentation, Sheriff. And having had previously been a private business owner for more than 20 years, I can tell you the most valuable asset any business has is their employees. And so I can appreciate that, and especially in your wisdom in terms of looking out for your employees, because that creates stability and longevity. Also appreciate your willingness to serve for minimal amount. I think I feel somewhat the same way. I'm not here for the money. I'm here to help and serve in the county. So I'll go on record as saying that I'm very much in favor of leaving the salaries where they are. We do stand pretty well in the state. I think there's only three counties, or maybe four, but I can think of three that get the maximum amount. But I'll also go on record as saying, too, that I would like to see us work towards that in our budget year, as being able to provide a raise for our employees, my personal opinion.
Thank you.
Okay. Any discussion here, gentlemen? Commissioner Bousman?
Ready for a motion?
I am. I'm ready for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move we keep all the elected officials in Sublette County at the same rate they are now for the next 4 years.
Okay.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we keep all of the elected officials' salaries as is for the next 4 years. Further discussion.
And that would include benefits as well. That was in the resolution
right,
previously.
Yeah. Right. Keeping the benefits in there.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Part, yeah. Any further discussion, gentlemen? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. We're the same for the next 4 years. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Monty, come on up and talk to us.
Hey, Monty, how are you?
Don't do that.
Well, he's got one that's on.
Turn this one on, too, just because.
Well, I'll be short and sweet.
Excellent.
But the first thing I wanted to say, I wanted to thank you for how you picked the members of the WPLI. I've served on that lots of committees, but you did a very good job of picking the people, whether the ranchers or the oil or the recreation. And I was really happy with working with those guys. I didn't ever think I'd make it, because who wants a 90-year-old man that doesn't know anything about these doggone computers? And it's really amazing to watch these guys when they're figuring out the mileage or whether they want to go 50 feet into the wilderness area, or, I mean, take 50 feet here or so and figure it out. And it's been a very good couple years. I guess it's close to 2 years. But the other thing is, when we first started it, there was Tom and Mac, Mike, Nick, that came to our the first meetings one or two times, but since then the only man that has showed up and we really appreciated is Bousman coming and giving us a little advice. Well, we don't know how Mr. Burnett or Mr. Nelson feels. We've never had any feeling back from you or anything from being on the what we're doing, what kind of a job we're doing. And so I would like to see if it was possible that the next meeting that we have, which is the 23rd, we're hoping that, I keep wanting to say Floyd, because that's who I served with on the commission years ago.
A few years back.
Oh boy, that is years back. But if you could just send a word or a little, say that you back us, that you like it, how we're doing the job or something like that, so that we're hoping that's going to be our last meeting. And then the other thing is if we can't meet a consensus, I mean, there's right at the present time there's two men that are putting a thorn in the sides of all the rest of us. I mean, they want more wilderness, or they want, we go from a 5-point, which is bad. I mean, supposed to write a letter to you gentlemen and why you're not voting that way. And we have the, we would just like to know if we end up having to go against those two guys, would we stand a chance that you would support us or end that?
I can tell you that right now, Monty, absolutely.
Well, it doesn't have to tell me.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, you can relay that back to all your committee members, but we are willing to take the recommendation of your committee, and we almost demand a recommendation from your committee. Whether it's a 6-2 vote or a 4-4 split, whatever, give us your recommendation.
Well, that'll make those guys, because they're getting tired and it's calving and everything like that.
Mr. Skinner.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Rawhauser and I plan on being there on Wednesday, and I think we'll deliver that same message.
Thank you. I'm glad.
Absolutely. And I think the thing that we want, you started out the conversation talking about the way these gentlemen picked the group to be on the WPLI. We were not commissioners at the time, but they evidently did a good job. And when you have people working together, they are not all going to agree, but 3-2 wins every ball game. And that is the way it has to be. And there's going to be dissension, there's going to be disagreement, but you can't, that's how you get things done. And so we will be there to voice that opinion.
I really hope so.
Oh, yeah, we'll be there. It's on my calendar right here, 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Where is that meeting at?
That's at the Weed and Pest.
Weed and Pest, I'll put it.
Is it 4 o'clock or?
That's what we got. That was the information we received.
Okay, 4 that o'clock. Just came out.
yesterday or day before yesterday.
Okay.
We'll give you a minute if you want to check on your computer.
I have to look on my calendar. I'm telling you, when I first went to work, I mean, was a commissioner, it was Floyd and King Louis. We know who King Louis is.
We know who King Louis is.
I know what story
the same year that Mary went in as the clerk. And so I was having a little medical problem and having to go to the bathroom all the time when we was there. And I went to a meeting. I went to the bathroom and came back. And they had passed something.
Well, you were gone.
Well, I was gone. Isn't that right, Mary?
Yeah.
And I came back and looked and said that. And I used the swear word. I said, listen, you two. I might not know what the hell I'm doing, but I still am a commissioner and I get to vote.
And you get to go to the bathroom too, by God.
So we got along real great after that. But it was, that's what I was wondering, because I know Louis made me the charge of the roads. And he said, now you have to know every road in this county, every culvert, and everything like that that is to be done. And I says, 90% of the time, I have to get on horse and ride down to this meeting from the high mountains. I'm running a business. And he says, that's no excuse. Well, it took me 2 years to finally, you know, I went around to all the roads when I was doing that. And when we moved here from Meteetse in 1936, our dad and my uncle was building a lodge up in Bondurant. And so I went to summer school up there. That was second grade. And I always wondered where that daggum school was, because it moved, you know, I think they moved it two or three times up there. But one day I was with Mike McGinnis, and I said, I want to know where that schoolhouse, do you have any idea where it was? And he pointed, and the only thing that was there was a well and a water for the animals to drink out of. But I said I really learned the roads. So that's all I have to say, and I'm glad to. Are you going to be there?
I've got to be in Sun Valley, Idaho all week next week, Monty, or I would be there, but I can't. Yeah. The Western do you remember the Western Interstate Region of Counties when you
yes.
were a commissioner? I'm chairman of that outfit, so I have to be there.
Don't cuss the Skinners too much when you're... because I put 19 years in on... at Sun Valley as ski instructor and on the ski patrol.
Right.
Yeah.
And well, that's where their meeting is this year. It rotates. It's in a different place every summer.
Well.
But thanks for coming, Monty. And I will tell you this. I recommended you for this committee because of your knowledge of the history of the community, your interest in the geography, and a lifetime of being familiar with the subject that you've been dealing with. So, and I really appreciate your service.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You put in a lot of time. I know.
See you next week then.
Okay, we'll be there.
If I can get up.
Thanks, Mike.
You don't mind if I give this little lady, young lady here a
help yourself.
On the 23rd. Are you raising hell here?
Just me?
Oh, she'd behaving herself.
All right.
But if we were there, like it.
Thanks, Monty.
Oh, yeah. We'll be there.
Because we could come and shoot and then come to that meeting.
Yeah.
Be ready for it.
Yeah.
Sure. It'll be literally ready. You're going to have this every day.
That's okay.
Do we need to wait till 2 for that public hearing then, Mary?
We do, because it's published for 2 o'clock. I'm sorry.
No worries.
Thanks, Sheriff.
Take a break.
See ya. Well, yep. You can break all you want for about a half hour.
Get on your computer.
Yeah, that's right. Answer your email.
Right.